Have you ever sensed that the Lord wanted you to talk to somebody today? Or perhaps you're doing something very ordinary during the day and you notice someone and the Spirit of the Lord says, go speak to that person. When God speaks to us in that way, we need to listen and to go and to do that. And the more we listen to that voice that tells us to speak to people, to speak the gospel, the more of those opportunities He will send our way. The more that we are disobedient and not doing it, the fewer of those opportunities will come our way. Philip was one of those that was chosen to take over the administration of the safety net in the church and the distribution of food. And his partner in that was Stephen. Stephen was stoned, was martyred. And on that day, a great persecution broke out against the whole church, and the church was scattered out about. And Philip went with some others, was forced to leave the city, but he took his testimony of Jesus Christ with him wherever he went. He went over to Samaria, led a great revival there. At the end of that revival, after the apostles had started back to Jerusalem, an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip and gave him some instructions, and a whole country was brought to Jesus Christ. Acts, the 8th chapter, the 26th verse. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road. So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all of her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join this chariot. Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, well, how could I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this: he was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who will tell of his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. And as they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. You see, Philip was obedient to God, who said, go speak to that man, go speak to that person. And the result was that a whole country became a stronghold of the Christian faith. That is Ethiopia, because this eunuch had great influence and took the gospel with him to his home country. The words that we speak go much farther than we can ever imagine. They are like ripples from a pebble thrown in a pond, and these ripples go on out, and we have no idea where our testimony will reach. Let's pray. Father in heaven, give me a testimony today. I pray, O Lord God, direct me to someone today that needs hope, that I can give the hope of the gospel. Since say a few words to them, can pray with them. Something, Lord. Will you do that for me this day? Someone needs you. Guide me there. In Jesus' name, amen.